We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, we're going to get to Ross Tucker. We're going to get to your calls. We got a line open if you want to get in now, 803-0550. And we'll get to – I got a stat of the day to share as well. But let's not make Ross wait because, you know, he's bigger than both of us. So he is joining us on the Western Hotline. Of course, Ross is a radio.com NFL insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Also, check out Ross's daily betting podcast, Bet Sweats, live every weekday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern on Radio.com. Good morning, Mr. Tucker, again, sir. I know we're kind of making this a regular occurrence, but nice to have you back on the show with me and Jeremy.
Hey, man, first of all, Howard, anytime I can be on with you guys and talking Bills football, I'm happy to do it. And I'm happy if the Bills keep winning and we keep doing this. Let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, you're part of – we decided to make you part of the sports superstition. You come on, they win a playoff game. So we'll just keep doing that.
Well, you know what's interesting is I called their first two playoff games. I mean, I called the Colts game, and I was there Saturday night and called the Ravens game. So I'm 2-0 lifetime as a broadcaster in Bills playoff games. And so we'll see if that continues – this week, because I'm on the road. I'm in the car on my way to the airport to fly to Kansas City. Now this time, I'll actually be sidelined. I won't be in the booth,
mm-hmm.
which is weird, by the way, because I'm not really allowed on sideline. So I think that means I just like sit in the third row,
yep,
and have a beer and a hot dog. And every once in a while, Ian Eagle says to me, Ross, what are you seeing down there? I'm like, I'm seeing this game's pretty awesome. Back to you, Ian.
Yeah, you're in the moat, is what we've been referring to it with our sideline guy, Sal Capaccio. You're in the moat. You're down there in the lower bowl, and you can, I guess, well, I don't know how much you can roam around. They're going to have fans in the stands at Arrowhead. But, yeah, welcome to the moat.
You know what? My back hurts so bad from the surgery I had from Dr. Cappuccino in Buffalo when I stand all game that – I'm kind of okay with just sitting in the second or third row. I'm going to get a good seat. I'm not moving around anywhere. I legitimately want to know, though, if the beer and hot dog vendors are going to come my way. Although it looks like it might be freezing rain. As a sideline guy, that's the only thing you care about is the weather. And freezing rain is the absolute worst. So let's hope it's not that bad for me, for my sake.
Hey, Ross, with the Bills and their chances of winning, how many points do you think they would need to score Sunday night to win this football game?
I picture the game being played in the mid-20s. So, you know, as I've said on the Even Money podcast and Bet Sweats, I like the under as far as that goes. I think both defenses are a little bit better than people give them credit for. I do think the weather could be a factor. And, you know, if you've looked, these teams, it's been a while since these teams really scored in the 30s. It just, they haven't been playing quite to that same level. So I think it's like 27-24. I really do think both the conference championship games actually will be good games. I think it's 27-24. I probably lean to the Chiefs a little bit. And I say that because I think sometimes in the playoffs, it feels like you kind of have to walk before you run, right? Like even the Chiefs, they lost that first year to Tom Brady and the Patriots. So because they're playing at home and because of their playoff experience, I'll give a slight edge to the Chiefs in like a field goal game. But, I mean, if I'm telling you guys I think it's a field goal game, then quite obviously it could go either way. It's going to be one weird play one way or the other. Maybe it's another Taron Johnson pick six or a fumble. I mean, in a three-point game, it could easily go either way.
Hey, Ross, in terms of line play, when it comes to dealing with Kansas City's defensive line, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, who are the guys that, you know, the Bills need to be concerned about?
Well, those two guys. I mean, those two guys you just named. Now, I'm really curious to see how much Steve Spagnuolo will blitz because he's the Chiefs' D coordinator. He really likes to pressure. But as we know, Josh Allen and the Bills have been very good against pressure this year. And usually if you're going to pressure, you're going to play man-to-man behind it. I think the weakness of the Chiefs is probably their corners. And I think that that is the matchup that clearly favors the Bills. I mean, their receivers, John Brown, Beasley, obviously Diggs, very good against man-to-man coverage. So I do think that is sort of the opportunity for the Bills, especially if the Chiefs bring pressure. Now, if they're able to get pressure on Josh with just Jones and Clark, that's a different animal, obviously. But I've been really impressed, actually, with the Bills' O-line. You know, I feel like they've kind of gone under the radar, but they've done a pretty darn nice job, you know, really all season, but especially these last 8 to 10 games.
We're with Ross Tucker here. He's going to have he'll be on the national radio call on Westwood One on Sunday night. So when you sit back as a fan, or I guess when you're calling a game, doesn't matter, but you're watching Kansas City and you're watching Patrick Mahomes and everything that's in his arsenal, what stands out to you when you watch this guy play?
Two things. One is that there is no down or distance where they will give up or you can feel like, okay, they're done on this drive. I mean, second and 19, most teams you're like, oh, man, second and 19. For the Chiefs, it feels like it's no problem. I feel that they always get the first down anyway. So that's number one. And then number two, they've had a very similar script every game over the last 10 games. They get out to a lead. Then they kind of let the other team come back. And then right when it looks like the other team might win, they put the pedal down again and they pull away. And usually it's Mahomes making a big play on third down. Last week it was my buddy Chad Henne. By the way, you want to talk about being conflicted, right? Chad Henne's from my hometown. I used to work out with his dad. I know him since he was 15. But I really wanted the Bills to host the AFC Championship game. And I really wanted to drive to Buffalo as opposed to having to fly to Kansas City. So I was happy for Chad, but I was hoping the Browns would pull that out for me personally and for the Bills. But it is what it is. I will say this, though. I think this is really interesting. I would encourage people to listen to Greg Cosell on yesterday's Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I thought he made a really interesting point that nobody else has said, which is that he doesn't think Patrick Mahomes has played all that well over the last month.
Yeah.
You know, the standard for Mahomes is so high that when he just plays okay, he's still good. He's still playing well. But Cosell said it looks like he's getting a little antsy, leaving the pocket before he has to, trying to make second reaction plays when, you know, there are plays within the structure of the offense that are there. So, you know, I almost didn't really realize that, but having Greg, who watches every single snap and really studies it, say it, that made me feel even better about the Bills' chances because obviously if Josh has a day like he did against the Colts and Mahomes doesn't, then the Bills win.
All right. Well, listen, I will watch for that. And, of course, we'll see how he's feeling and the toe injury and all the stuff that he's dealing with this week. Listen, have a safe trip out to Kansas City. Enjoy the hot dogs and, you know, the beverage while you're hanging out on the sidelines there.
I will, and I'll be very objective on the broadcast, but you guys know what I want.
You can wear your Bills long underwear. Nobody will notice.
You know what? They sent me a hat, a division championship hat, and I haven't posted on social media yet because I went, oh, dude, you're supposed to be objective, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I haven't done that yet. I'll wait till hopefully they win on Sunday.
Well, it's nice that you got that. Yeah, you can rep in the off season.
See you guys.
All right, Ross, thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.